We want to talk some basketball, and to do that, we get on board the telephone line and welcome in the head coach of the Maine Black Bear women's basketball team, Amy Vashon. Hello there, Amy.
Hey, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing well. How's your summer going?
Going fast, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well, you know, it doesn't help when it rains the whole month of July.
I know. Well, the month of June was beautiful, so.
Yeah,
I guess what comes around goes around comes around, I guess.
I hope we're back to that good stuff here going forward.
Me too.
Well, everybody be back at it here soon, and you've got a lot of cool things going on. I want to talk about the non-conference schedule in a little bit, but first of all, a wonderful clinic that you have put together coming up in September called Pass It Forward, a women's basketball clinic here in the state of Maine, and this is something that I know you're passionate about, and you've talked about it for a long time, the need to get more women involved in coaching at all levels.
Yeah, thanks for having me to talk about it. You know, last year we started a group for females who are coaching basketball. Had a lot of interest actually from females who are coaching other sports, but just with the size and the interest of just basketball coaches alone, it was at that point we could just focus in on basketball. So we met, you know, during COVID, during the year, we've met remotely, we met via Zoom and stuff. And then we decided we really wanted to get together in person. And so it was the weekend that our 99-2000 team is getting inducted into the Maine Sports Hall of Fame at the University of Maine. And so Coach Palumbo was going to be up, and we nagged her, to stay around a little longer. And then Nicole Lavoie from the Tucker Center in the University of Minnesota, who's the lead researcher and really the head person in this She Can Coach project, goes all over the world to talk about female coaching. And then we have other coaches doing on-court presentations and breakout sessions. And we have about 75 females signed up already, which is just so exciting. So we think we're going to have over 100 there, and it's just going to be a great day.
There are all kinds of reasons why we don't see as many women in coaching as we'd like, but obviously one of them is something you're trying to address, and that's seeing somebody in that position, having a role model as a coach certainly helps encourage others to try that.
Absolutely. I mean, I have teammates. We had an alumni weekend a couple weekends ago, and we had alums say the first time they had a female basketball coach was when they got to college. You know, so unfortunately, that's more of the norm than the rarity. And so we're excited about this. You know, we have females, women from all over the state, all different levels, from youth to college. And we're just really, really excited about this. And, we're sponsored by, you know, some great local businesses and statewide businesses. And it's just a great endeavor that a lot of people are getting behind.
And you've got, what is it, well over 100 people in the women's basketball in Maine group that get together on a regular basis?
Yeah, we have about 125 on the online group. And so we're hoping most of them will come on that Sunday. You know, it's so exciting. And I think that one of the biggest pieces is, you know, networking and just feeling comfortable and, you know, knowing you're going to be around people who are like you. And I think that gives people the confidence and gives young women and all females just confidence to go and be comfortable in their own skin.
That's fantastic. Now, if people want to sign up, what's the best way to do it?
Yeah. Well, it's all over my social media. So you can go to Coach Amy Vashon on Twitter. That might be the easiest. Or you can email me, amy.vashon@maine.edu. It's on our Facebook. It's everywhere. So if you Google Pass It Forward, it will pop right up. I guess that's probably the easiest way to do it.
We're talking with Amy Vashon here on Downtown. I mentioned the non-conference schedule. Taking it easy again this year, huh?
Yeah.
Man. Nebraska, at Nebraska on November 9th. Games with Providence, Delaware, BU, Army, and pretty much everybody in the Ivy League, it seems.
Yeah, pretty much, right? Yeah, it's going to be tough. You know, we're going to be really young. We have 11 freshmen and sophomores. So we'll take our bumps early. But, you know, we've had some freshmen on campus already, and really exciting group, work hard. They pick up things quickly. And, yeah, I mean, luckily we have a lot of home games, so that will help. I mean, I think we have 6 home games on the schedule. And so that's more than we've had in quite a long time. So we're looking forward to that. And, We'll see what we can do.
We love to see former Black Bears do well after they leave the university, and a couple of them, well, several are shining, but a couple recently. What a great opportunity for Kim Corbett working with the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, so exciting for Kim. You know, she's a true Black Bear at heart. You know, she stays in contact with our program all the time, and she just has worked so hard and does a lot for the community and for young girls. And to see her get that opportunity with the Phoenix Suns and the Phoenix Mercury, it's really, really cool, and I'm super happy for her.
And then a recent Black Bear, Ann Simon, getting it done.
Yeah, Ann had a great showing at the small country tournament over in Cyprus, I think they were. When I asked where Cyprus was, she had no idea where she was going. But she had a good tournament over there, and she'll be back next week along with all of the upperclassmen. So we're excited to have her back.
That's fantastic. Well, exciting times ahead for the Black Bears. And again, this wonderful clinic coming up in September. Pass it forward again. Go to Amy's social media outpost there. Go anywhere. Just again, Google Pass It Forward. You will get information and this wonderful clinic September 19th. Amy, great to talk with you. Hope the rest of your summer goes well, and we'll catch you again soon.
Thanks, Rich. I appreciate it.
Amy Vashon talking basketball with us here on Downtown.